Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
We will rally around Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night.
Two-time NFL MVP.
They talk about this, the greatest show on turf, maybe the best offense ever in football.
Super Bowl champion.
Warner to throw. Going deep downfield, adjusting for it is Isaac Bruce. Touchdown, 73 yards.
Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Not just the NFL Hall of Fame. And I wear that as a badge of honor, because without pro football, in all its forms and fashions, I'm not here tonight.
Radio analyst for Westwood One Sports.
Another great throw there by Bo Nix. Just running the double seam combination. We got one free safety in the middle of the field. Just get him to hold in the middle of the field. Get that ball out quick. Puts it right between the one and the four. Perfect throw. Good job by Sutton to go up, cradle it in his body, and bring it down.
NFL Network analyst.
One of the hardest things for me is when I want to help one of my kids, when I really feel like I have the ability to help them, but they don't want the help. And my wife saw a podcast or read a book, you know, called Let Them. And so she's constantly preaching that to me. Like, if they're not ready and they don't want it, you got to pull back and just let them.
Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our segment with Kurt Warner is brought to you by Great Clips. It's going to be great. And it's brought to you by Plumbers 911, Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911.
I was feeling that in that open right there, Lawrence, because my boy has decided he's done with me in terms of the knowledge that I can impart. Like, he's 13. He's got it all figured out now.
You can't, on one hand, allow him to call himself a man after the bar mitzvah and then be upset that he's doing manly type stuff.
I know, but like, come on, man. Like, dad's got a little bit of knowledge. Kurt, you have knowledge. Your children should respect that, in our opinion. At least mine.
Well, I like to think I have knowledge. You know, at the end of the day, who knows? Maybe it's not the knowledge that they need. But you like to think that you have some things that you can help them with along the way. But as I said in that piece, until they come to you and say, hey, dad, help me, it probably doesn't do a whole lot of good to tell them anyway.
What were your bye weeks like as a player?
I think the biggest thing is rest and recovery, because it's a long season. And so, when you have the time off, it's trying to get away from football. And then obviously, if you've got anything going on with your body, the hope is, okay, we're not practicing too much, or if we're practicing, it can be the time where you go, hey, coaches, can I take these 2 days off and let my body recover, or let my arm recover, or whatever it is that you're dealing with. And so those were kind of the two primary things. You knew it was a long season. You knew football was going to be the priority for the long haul. But anytime you could get away from that and just kind of refresh, so you got excited, physically and mentally, when you came back the next week, that was really what it was all about.
Kurt, is Drake May ahead of Caleb Williams? I watched this thing last night. I'm like, what do they have? I don't know how deep a dive you've done into where he is with the Patriots, but good night for him last night.
Yeah, I mean, I do think he's ahead in terms of, just his pocket presence and playing the game, more conventionally. But I think you also have to realize, you know, he played more of that way in college. And so, you know, I've been talking a lot about this, you know, last couple weeks with different people, is the idea of the sooner you're forced to learn to play certain ways, the better and more advanced you're going to be sooner. And the longer that you go with being able to rely on other factors, you know, being, you know, better athletes, you know, being able to create, you know, those kinds of things, the more you're going to depend on that. You know, so if use the analogy that if, you know, me and Lamar Jackson are both seniors in high school, Lamar Jackson's, you know, far superior to anybody that steps on the football field that he's going to play all year long. Kurt Warner is far inferior to most of the people that will be on the field all season long. And so when I'm playing as a senior in high school, I'm forced to have to play more conventionally in the pocket, see it, understand pressure, understand reads, you know, play the game more mentally than I am physically. Where Lamar, okay, now I go off to college and I've been seasoned to play that way. I have to continue to play that way through my 4 years of college. Lamar goes off to college. He's still the best athlete on the field. You know, Lamar comes to the NFL. He's still, you know, although it's not as big a discrepancy, he's still the best athlete on the field. And so he gets further and further in the process without being forced to learn those things. And it's not that he didn't learn some along the way or, you know, wasn't forced at times to play that way. But he could get away with playing another way. And I think if you looked at Caleb, you saw a lot of that in college as well. Drake May, not as much. And although a good athlete, he was not a guy that was winning with his athleticism time and time again in college. And so we say a little bit more advanced now. I just think he was probably forced to have to play more conventional, drop back, read it, get it out on time quarterback throughout his career than Caleb has. And so that's where Caleb has gotten so much better this year. And when I talk about him fighting to play more conventional and stay in the pocket and have that patience, you have to understand that it's a fight. When I say he's fighting to do that, it's a fight because his whole life has been saying, go create. Oh, you don't see it? Go make a play. You know, and he's not at the stage now in the NFL because, again, unlike Lamar Jackson, who's the best athlete, guys like, you know, Caleb aren't the best athlete on the field anymore. And so they can't live in that world anymore. So now this whole thing has to be sped up for them. Like, okay, you're not the best athlete now. You better learn how to play and you better do it quickly or it's going to be a struggle. You know, guys like Kyler Murray, same sort of thing. Although we see the athleticism at times, he doesn't live and can't live in that world in the NFL. And he struggled to make that transition, and why we're still wondering, is he the guy after 7 years? And so that's how I see this whole process for guys. And, you know, at some point for most guys, the athleticism piece catches up to you and you're forced to play it conventionally, your drop back mentally more than physically. And the further guys go before they learn that, I think the harder the process is when they finally get to that stage, and especially if it's against the best in the world playing in the NFL. And now you have to win games, you know, save a franchise and learn how to play that type of quarterback. Here you go. Good luck. And they throw guys out there. And I'll use another example. Justin Fields, guy that was there before, is, you know, he was thrown in and asked to win games. Yet he had never learned that process. He wasn't ready to play that particular way. And so, but, you know, he can't go out and go, well, okay, it doesn't work. I can't worry about winning and doing all that. I'm going to learn how to play the position. No, when you're thrown in there, you're also asked to win. And so you have to grow and win at the same time. And winning becomes the priority. So it's whatever I can do, you know, go run for 1,000 yards. It's awesome. But you're not learning how to play the position. So here he is. I'm not sure what year this is for him, 5, 6 in the league. And he's still struggling to play the position and learn the position because nobody's taking the time to say, okay, you need a couple years to develop here. We're going to spend those couple years developing you. So when we finally put you on the field, you're ready to survive and win and play conventionally and do the athletic things and do all of this stuff. Nope, we're going to throw you in and force you to win right now and then try to learn along the way. And it's a really tough thing to do.
How do you think Jaden Daniels is handling that balancing act?
I think Jaden, as good of an athlete as he is, he's played more conventional. Like when he was at LSU, he played more conventional. Like he could do those other things and they would have design quarterback runs and he would, you know, get out of the pocket and create at times. But he was very good inside the pocket and was still what we would call a pocket passer first and then an athlete second. And so, so as he's made that transition to the NFL, he's doing the same things. He's not like just looking at one guy and then ready to take off and run. He's going through his progressions. He's playing the position and runs when he has to.
Kurt Warner with us here on Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score. Kurt, Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield in an absolute shootout yesterday. What do we make of two veterans cast off by multiple teams being this effective at this point in their careers?
The first thing is I'm going to start with Baker. And, you know, I've said it since he was in Cleveland. I think Baker's always been a starting quarterback in this league. He's shown that he deserved to be a starting quarterback from his rookie year when he set the touchdown record to leading, you know, Cleveland to a playoff win. Like, there's never been a time where Baker hasn't shown that he's a starting quarterback in this league. Hmm. And Cleveland just decided to go a different route. You know, whatever that he didn't have for them or however he didn't fit for them, they let him go. But I don't think it was ever, and again, this is my opinion, based on what I saw on the field, it should have never been because of the way that he played the game. I think they just made a mistake there or just said his personality or his maturity at that level doesn't fit our team. But I won't say I'm not surprised because I think Baker's gotten better, especially as a dropback quarterback throughout his career. But I'm not surprised that he's a high-level starting quarterback in this league because I always felt that he was. Sam Darnold is kind of the opposite, is that Sam Darnold had lots of opportunities and didn't thrive and didn't survive in those situations. And I even talked to Sam last year. We covered one of their games with Minnesota and, you know, asked him a little bit about that. And he said sitting back and learning and taking some stuff in was so helpful for him to grow and mature and learn some of the things that he needed to learn. I think we all, you know, would agree that, you know, the Jets organization and, you know, where they were as a team and the pressure that was on him as a number three pick, he didn't play his best football and he was very inconsistent and he made a lot of bad decisions. And because of that, we all wondered, okay, is he a starting quarterback or not? He sat, he learned, he got in some other systems around Kyle Shanahan and such in San Francisco. And then, you know, goes to Minnesota and he finds a guy that speaks his language. He's more mature. He understands the game a little bit better. And you're starting to see the talent level that he has come out. He goes to Seattle. And I think Seattle is even a better fit for him with what they're asking him to do and more under center play action stuff, which I think is his strength, throwing the ball down the field. But I just think it took some time with Sam, as it does with a lot of guys. I sat down with Jordan Love a few weeks ago for an interview and just asked him, in this day and age where it's, throw these young guys into the fire as soon as you draft them and they're supposed to save the organization, if you had to do it all over again, would you start or sit? And he said, I would sit. I wouldn't change a thing. There were things that I learned, things that I, you know, understood better after 3 years of not, you know, being thrown in and expected to just survive, that I learned and was better at. So when I got in there, I was more ready to play the position. And I think there's so much value in that. And that used to be the way that we did things, right? We used to draft guys and let them sit for a while. And then when they were ready, we would put them in. And that's just not the case now with a lack of patience in our organizations and with our coaches and with our quarterbacks, that they are expected to come in and be thrown in right off the bat. And I think Sam just wasn't quite ready for that and everything that, you know, it entailed. and the time away and the maturing and the learning, finally, and then he found a great spot with a lot of talent last year and a good quarterback coach. We got to see who he can really be as a quarterback. And now he's just, he's confident and he's ready to roll, and he's playing great football for Seattle.
Kurt, what did you think of Sean Payton down one going for two?
I mean, I thought he was nuts. You know, I mean, it was crazy, but yeah, I mean, you hear people talk all the time. Well, if you're on the road and blah, 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 then you go for it or whatever it is. Being that, you know, Philly had really dominated the game and then you fight your way back. I mean, I just kind of think, hey, you know, we've kind of taken the momentum back. Let's kick the extra point. Let's not lose it on one play. Let's kick the extra point. And we've got the momentum right now, and let's go win this game. You know, I think it was a strong move because it ended up working out. I think, you know, players love it when it works out and go, oh, our coach is behind us and our coach just wants to win. But yeah, I mean, I thought it was crazy. I would have loved to, if I was them after being, you know, down by two scores, to just get out of there with a tie, you know, at the least would have been something that I would have been happy with at that point. But, you know, we've seen Sean Payton make some gutsy moves before, and this was gutsy, and it paid off.
You have the Monday Nighter tonight, and is Patrick Mahomes still the best quarterback in the NFL?
I mean, that's a great question. I mean, I still think he is because I know what he's capable of. Do I think like he's played the best and like that quarterback this year? No, I don't. Last game, I saw a lot more of that Patrick Mahomes. I felt like their offense was back to doing what they had done the last couple years, and you could see it kind of coming together. I don't think he's played great this year. I think a lot of the pieces around him have changed aspects of him, and he's gotten impatient, and he's looking to run more than throw, and it takes away from him being the best quarterback in the world. But if he can settle in and they can get comfortable in the offense again, yes, I still think with his capabilities, he's the best quarterback. Just hasn't played like it, you know, so far this year.
What's real with Jacksonville this year?
Their defense is real, I think. They have playmakers on offense. I still think the jury's out a little bit on Trevor Lawrence. That so talented, and every game he's going to make elite level throws, but every game he usually makes four or five, you know, bonehead plays or bad plays that you just go, you can't keep doing that. Like you can't miss that read, or you can't miss that throw, or you can't jam that. So that's the thing that to me still has to kind of flip for them to be a contender. But I think it's their defense. Their defense is turning the football over. Their defense has got a couple big time pass rushers. I think that's what's flipped and allowed them to win. And you know, Coach Cohen too, I think does a really good job. You know, remember, he was with Baker last year when Baker, you know, threw 40 some touchdown passes and led the league. And so he does some really good things offensively too that I really like. So I think that's helped as well. But I think, you know, their defense has been kind of the area that, as much as anything, that just kind of let them down for years. I think they're playing up to the standard this year. If the offense and Trevor meets that, I think they're going to be a really tough team to beat.
Kurt, one thing that my son does still listen to me about is cooking, because I'm pretty good at cooking stuff for him, and then he gets to eat it. So he believes that I'm good at that. Do you have any skills in the kitchen? Do you cook for your kids at all, ever?
Absolutely not. You know, I do cook a little bit more now, but it's not like, you know, these fancy recipes. I'm just kind of the basic guy that grills this, there puts a bowl together with, you know, vegetables and some kind of meat and some rot. Like I'm just kind of the basic. My food's not bad, but it's not anything that you go, oh, I got to get that recipe and, you know, I got to cook that at home. It's nothing like that. My kids would eat, and they'll be fed good, but it won't be the best tasting stuff, and it won't be anything that they're like, oh gosh, I got to get Dad's recipe and learn how to do that.
I understand. Well, if I can help out, you let me know. You give a call. I'm happy to help.
The problem is that if you teach me, then I have to do it, and it's just not one of those things I want to spend time like going and getting all these, you know, spices and all these ingredients. And some people love that. I just want something that tastes good and I can eat it as fast as possible. so I can get on to the next thing. So I appreciate that, but I'm probably not going to take you up on that.
If you can rock the grill, you're good. If you know how to throw a steak or some chops onto a grill, people will be more than satisfied with it. So I wouldn't worry about it too much at this point in your life, Kurt.
Yeah, you're Kurt Warner. Damn it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm also at the stage, too, where, you know, my wife's not going to cook anymore because all the kids are out of the house. So she's like, you got to cook for yourself now, because I did it for however many years, and then all my kids are gone, so I don't have to cook for them either. So it's really just, all right, Kurt, what do you want? And so I'm kind of with you guys. Like, I can throw something on the grill, whether it's salmon or beef or chicken or whatever, and I can put myself together a meal, and you know, I don't have high standards, so I can get it done and handle it all right now.
That's fantastic. Kurt, as always, we appreciate the time. Talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Kurt. I made a big, giant roast beef the other day for me and the Rubster. Like fresh thyme and rosemary, chopped it all up with some diced garlic, slathered it all over the beef.
Because you had the meat.
I did.
Bum, bum, bum.
It's like my own Arby's. And his eyes just lit up. I was like, oh, I gotcha. Using food.
You're out there being the Swedish chef.
Kurt Warner heard of her.
I am so bummed we're not going to get a Kurt Warner cookbook.
Like,
this is my MVP chicken, or this is the greatest show on surf and turf, or whatever.
Oh, that's good. Oh, there it is.
That's quality.
There it is.
It would make such good content. And remember, you used to work at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
And,
you're right.
The greatest
surf and turf. The greatest surf on
the
turf.
The ads write themselves.
It could be sponsored by Hy-Vee. They could do that. Like, you'd be doing, I mean, hell, we could do a segment with Kurt. We got a kitchen
right over there. But Kurt doesn't find himself to be an impressive cook.
You could throw something on the grill. If you can make something edible on the grill, you're good.
See him throw that steak right on the grill. Perfect spiral every time.
Always pure, has good touch.
Pure progression with the vegetables. You know what I'm saying?
Clearly. That seems to be what he's doing. Something odd happened in Indianapolis this weekend. And it's going to be weird sifting through all of it to try and make sense of what went on there. But the picture that we have now is very different from the picture that we had when it immediately happened. We'll discuss that next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Well, I've been waiting to say, and the stars are Spiegel and Holmes, Chicago.
Afternoons on the Score.
The allegations involve a 38-year-old man becoming involved in an altercation with a 69-year-old man who sustained significant and very severe injuries as a result of that altercation. The probable cause outlines kind of the initial nature of that dispute. We are literally talking about people fighting over a parking space.
In Indianapolis, they are taking the incident with Mark Sanchez and a 69-year-old cab driver very seriously. And a few hours ago, they added a felony charge to all the charges that are levied against Mark Sanchez.
This was a crazy story to play out over the weekend. You're like, oh my God, Mark Sanchez got stabbed. What happened? Was it a weird bar fight? What happened
well,
here?
Well, you were thinking that, especially after, was it the punter last week in Ireland ended up getting into a scrap and he ended up getting beaten up robbed?
It was the backup quarterback,
backup QB.
Skylar.
Yeah.
Thompson?
Skylar Thompson.
Yeah.
So you have that and you're like, wow, that's the coincidences there are not great.
Yeah. And you're thinking about all that. And like, and I don't know about you, but I was talking with some people. I was like, man, somebody probably brought up the butt fumble and it escalated. And like, you think it's crazy stuff like that. But then it comes out, the news, the story, the probable cause affidavit comes out and it's even crazier. 69-year-old man going to exchange some fryer oil at the Westin Hotel. He's just driving up in his box truck, goes to the loading dock so he can bring in the new oil and take the old oil. And Mark Sanchez gets in his face. And like some of the details, Lawrence, like he's hard of hearing. So he leans in to try and hear more.
Try and understand why this person is yelling at me who doesn't work for the hotel or anything like that.
And so he leans in and Mark Sanchez takes that as aggression. And it escalates from there.
It escalates to him like grabbing the guy and the guy being like, please stop, and going to his pepper spray and pepper spraying Sanchez and then realizing that that's not working on him.
He goes back it gets in the car, and Sanchez is then starting to try to break into the car and get at the guy, and he's scratching at him, and then the guy grabs his knife and stabs in response because he's thinking he's in a life or death situation with former USC quarterback Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, and it's the way
this detail, by the way, for anybody who missed this real quick, is that the guy makes it to his feet, and Mr. Sanchez at one point looks at the man with a look of shock, slowly turns around, and then runs out of the alley. So, like, there's a moment where Mark Sanchez...
A moment of realization.
What have I done? What kind of situation is this? And then he takes off. So something was up with Mark Sanchez.
Here's a timeline. This is from the New York Post. Mark Sanchez is in Indianapolis to serve as Fox Sports analyst for a Raiders-Colts game on Sunday. He's observed acting, quote-unquote, erratically, doing wind sprints in the alley behind Lo Miller's pub and eatery downtown. Just after midnight, a grease truck driver picking up cooking oil from a nearby hotel parks his truck in the loading dock, blocking the alley where Sanchez is doing the sprints.
I missed the wind sprints thing. So what's he doing out there? He's just like, he's thinking, I got to stay in shape in the alley after midnight.
Sanchez approaches the driver to get him to move and eventually gets into an altercation where he body slams him towards the wall and then to the ground. The driver sprayed Sanchez with mace or pepper spray, but the former NFL quarterback continues attacking him.
The driver's got to know that's Mark Sanchez's workout facility. That loading dock, that's where he does his 12:30 a.m. Indianapolis workouts two nights before the game. We got to know that.
The driver pulls a knife and stabs Sanchez two or three times in his chest, believing, quote, this guy is trying to kill me, close quote. Sanchez turns around and heads up the alley. 12:30 a.m., Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department officers respond to a report of a person shot. They locate Sanchez in Lo Miller's pub. It's later reported that Sanchez is uncooperative with responding officers. He tells the detective that he can only remember, quote, grabbing for a window, close quote, and nothing else about the incident. Sanchez is rushed to a hospital in critical condition. The driver also suffered significant injuries, including lacerations to his cheek and jaw, with a cut that allegedly went through his cheek and hit his tongue.
That poor man. Matt, you're 69 years old and you're still working your ass off, doing whatever you got to do in your life to support yourself or your family. You're delivering fryer oil at midnight on a Friday.
At midnight. Sunday morning, Sanchez undergoes surgery for stab wounds to the chest and is stable. He is arrested at the hospital and charged with misdemeanor counts of battery, resulting in injury, public intoxication, and unlawful entry of a motor vehicle. Sunday, Sanchez is discharged from the hospital Sunday morning and transferred directly to central booking at Marion County Jail, where he reportedly posts his $300 cash bond.
Tanny, how many times did you read the headline of he got picked up at the hospital and taken directly to jail?
Well, it's absurd. It's just like, it's just a really awful headline to read. It's like, Mark Sanchez released from the hospital. Oh, good. Yeah. And taken right to jail. Yeah. Like, oh.
I'm picturing he gets from the hospital wheelchair into the jail wheelchair, and then they just take him in that way, you know?
Sunday, Sanchez's charges are upgraded from several misdemeanors to a level 5 felony battery of causing serious injury.
That's a felony, man. It's like 1 to 6 years in prison.
$10,000 fine and up to 6 years in prison.
I have to, I don't know. Like, there's all, it's speculation, but like alcohol, I don't know if alcohol is enough for that. Like, it's some kind of psychotic break or some kind of other substance or something is what I have to guess was going on. We don't know.
I have no idea. I just know that the whole thing seems kind of odd. And the way that it was then relayed, because Fox, the next morning, he was there to call the game.
Brady Quinn called it in his stead.
So Brady was probably in Indianapolis. He probably lives there, right? He's Indiana, Notre Dame guy. So he's probably, he has a house there or something. Like, Brady, you want to call a game?
Who do we got that's close?
Yeah, and they probably did that. But like the way that Fox opened up both of their broadcasts, the one that Carissa Thompson does at 10 and then the one that Kurt Menefee does, and they said the exact same thing.
Friday night in Indianapolis, one of our team members, Mark Sanchez, was involved in an incident that, to be honest, we're all still trying to wrap our heads around. At this time, our thoughts and prayers are with Mark, his family, and all those involved. We'll be right back with more football right after this.
So that did not play well with a lot of people who had read some of the police report or the speculation that was going around on the interwebs on what had happened.
You didn't feel the sympathy and all those involved.
Yeah, and all those involved. And it also makes it seem like that Mark was attacked versus he was the aggressor, at least according to the report the police put together. Mm. It takes away, it centers Mark as the person who is worthy of sympathy instead of a 69-year-old man who was a lot smaller than him.
And is working on a Friday night.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, well, what do you do in that situation if you're them? Do you not say anything? Do you, because that to me felt like a, hey, Jay Glazer, tell us what happened. Mm. Instead of just kind of a nebulous, we hope Mark is okay. Obviously, we want everyone to be okay. But the idea of acting as if he wasn't a part of a crime, that's the part that I think it had a lot of people going, I don't like this at all.
Yeah, the felony charges came out at like 11 in the morning, our time, on Sunday. Maybe a little earlier, but there were misdemeanors. Or I guess the felony got upgraded today. But the misdemeanor, like that stuff came out on Sunday morning. So that info was out there. Yeah, I mean, he does say we're all trying to wrap our heads around it.
Yeah, and but that's still, I think, a little too soft of a landing on it, where even you can put, there are multiple reports of what happened here, and we hope that everyone involved is okay.
I found myself thinking about Mark Sanchez's entire public life as this was kind of playing out over the weekend. Like,
I think he had turned himself into a pretty good analyst.
I absolutely agree. Turned himself into a good analyst, been open talking about his successes and his failures in the NFL. Very animated speaker, interesting, obviously handsome and successful in that realm. But I also like found myself, as a texter reminds me, like when he wasn't listening to his coaches in Hard Knocks way, way back when as a rookie with the Jets, you know, it's like, you know, we've seen a lot of chapters for this guy publicly, but you never know what's actually going on with somebody. And clearly something was very, very wrong in the head of Mark Sanchez on Friday night.
No, it's, and I'm glad that there continues to be follow-up on this and that it is being investigated. Like, this is that it's not just being swept under the rug or anything like that. I'm glad it, but the whole thing is bizarre.
I hadn't heard the wind sprints part, and now I'm thinking about that because why was he upset with this guy for parking in the loading dock?
He was probably like, oh man, I was just back here. I don't know if this guy saw me. Maybe he got scared. Who knows? But once you see that the guy, like,
can you park somewhere else, sir? I'm doing some sprints back here.
But that doesn't even make sense.
No, it's not your public space.
Literally the loading dock, and I'm here to load and unload stuff.
Yeah.
So, because initially it was this guy was a cab driver. And he was on, that was the initial story, that this guy was a cab driver and he was rolling up to a place where you couldn't park. That's very different from a guy doing pickup and delivery at a loading dock.
Yeah, that is very, very different. Well, I hope that man is okay.
Me too.
And I hope Mark Sanchez gets some treatment or some help if he needs it. But I also...
I hope the man gets justice.
Yeah, I hope the man gets justice, and it's hard for me to...
Because there are some pictures of him, and...
Oh, I haven't seen those.
Yeah, and, you know... It's hard to
imagine a football analyst career rolling forward at this point.
I don't think there's any way. Because it's such a public thing, I don't think there's any way that this is going to turn out well. And I would imagine that along with the criminal complaint... I think that there's also going to be a lawsuit here.
Yeah, pretty some civil going
on. So we'll see. But that's the reaction to Carissa Thompson and Kurt Menefee was severe yesterday online. And I think it was warranted that the way people reacted to it, because it really felt like they weren't being honest with what it was that was already in the public record.
Top of the hour, Ron Darling from the TBS broadcast crew and the Mets television booth will join us to talk Cubs and Brewers and more. We have lots of other baseball stuff to get to you from Milwaukee, including our Bruce Levine at the top of the five. And we have some theories on what Pat Murphy is trying to get Craig Counsell to do as well.
When we come back, there's someone who I think deserves to be talked about for the Heisman. I will make that case for them next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys are great.
You're right. Thanks, Chris.
We'll send him the book. That is Chris Ronji.
Afternoons on the Score. His first win as Purdue head football coach, and he said he's really leaned on him for culture discussion here at Purdue. From his own end zone, a pass by Altmaier. It's caught and on the move and into Purdue territory is Ashton Hollins. He doesn't get many targets, Yogi. This is just his 14th career catch and third of the year.
Saturday was a great day for Luke Altmaier. 19 of 22, 390 yards. He was incredible against Purdue. And the Illini have a huge game coming up this weekend against Ohio State.
Yeah, that one, the big win in West Lafayette is one thing. This Saturday, we're gonna get big time coverage in Champaign, aren't we?
Yes, because Fox's pregame show is gonna be in Champaign for the Illinois Ohio State game. And I think Luke Altmaier needs to be discussed as a Heisman candidate.
Well, look at that. Illinois with some Heisman love. Bouncing back from a loss 2 weeks ago, looking like if they just kind of hold serve as best they can, they lose this game and it's tight, they still have a chance to be a playoff team?
Yeah, I think so. If you're a 10-win team at the end of the season, I think you still have a shot to be a playoff team. And even with losing to Ohio State, if they run the table and they don't get embarrassed, I think they still have an opportunity. If they win the game, then for sure it's on.
I just feel like that loss to Indiana is going to get discussed at the time among other two lost teams if it gets there.
It was a bad matchup, but now we're talking about a top 10 team in Indiana. And they've got a big game this weekend as well. But Altmaier, his numbers are worthy of him being in the discussion. I'm not saying that he should win the Heisman. There are other guys out there like Mateer from Oklahoma. Some people will probably even put Carson Beck into that conversation now.
What you he's love doing Carson down, Beck.
I do not
You're
love
Carson. You're a big
Carson.
Fan.
I am not. Someone's going to make a huge mistake in
You were
April.
Saying how great of a makeup he has as a quarterback.
That's what I heard.
How good of a guy.
I remember that. How somebody's going to draft him and that fan base will be really happy. Is that what we heard, Alex?
Something like that.
I'm just saying. Don't.
Something about how, like, what Ben Johnson can do with him, something like that. Right?
Well, yeah. I mean, Ty Simpson has probably jumped back into the Heisman debate now. Jeremiah Smith.
Why don't you have a vote? Listen to you. You've got long Heisman thoughts. You're going deep on your Heisman depth chart for the voting.
Fernando
here.
Mendoza.
Oh, my God. I thought she was pretty good on the broadcast, didn't you, with Kevin Brown and Ben McDonald?
That's Jessica Mendoza. Fernando Mendoza is the kid from Indiana that put Illinois' lights out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's him real good, but...
What do we have to do to get Lawrence a vote? Tanny, can you look into this? Alex, you can look into it.
Hang on.
Thanks,
murder
Peggy.
Dan Bernstein, and then you get his vote.
I don't want to murder Dan.
I'm surprised it didn't happen Dan. A couple years ago.
That's how you get the vote.
He had his chances.
If you murder someone who has a vote, you get their vote.
It's
in the Heisman bylaws, yeah.
There can be only one.
No, I don't want to murder Dan. I love Dan. Altmaier on the season.
I'll take care of it.
Wow. That's upsetting.
No.
Oh, Speaks, careful now. You may have to watch college football.
You know you don't want to do that.
Well, sometimes.
Altmaier on the season, 74% of his passes, 1,573 yards, 12 touchdowns, No interceptions.
That is not a lot of interceptions. That's really good. Mm-hmm. That is really, really good.
And you're playing for a top 25 team. This week, it'll happen a lot. Like, you got an opportunity. All the eyes of college football are going to kind of be on you a little bit.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
That'll be really fun. If they can find a way to get this done against Ohio State on Saturday, then you'd have the second half of the college football season really, you know, with Illinois as probably a top 10 team again after that.
I would agree. And some of the guys that you thought were going to be part of the Heisman conversation at the beginning of the year are not. So guys like Arch Manning, for example.
Ooh, is he bad?
He's not. Like, he's to the point now where people are like, should they bench him?
Wow.
Which is crazy.
And the answer may be yes.
The answer probably is yes on that.
So Saturday could be game 5 of the Cubs and the Brewers in Milwaukee. That's what it could be on Saturday.
Yeah, but that would be at night.
That's true. So you got options.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Milwaukee for that one if need be.
You could do both, honestly. You could, you know, make
go to Champaign and then go to Milwaukee.
Then you're going to be lead footing it, but you can make it.
I need to borrow somebody's private jet at that point.
They do have a little airport down there, so you could be that guy. Sorry, I've got baseball. Sorry, Luke Altmaier. I've got baseball.
Take the score plane.
Yeah, now boarding military service people and radio guys.
Radio guys that love baseball.
Radio Jamokes.
So good luck to Illinois and Luke Altmaier. He's definitely, if I had a ballot, he would be on it right now.
Got to get Heisman. You on. Got to work on
it's
that.
It's fine. Huh. It's fine.
That's not fine.
No, it's okay. When we come back, we're going to talk baseball with Ron Darling. He is on the call for TBS tonight. I know that rankles a bunch of Milwaukee people, but we like him anyway.
I don't get that.
I don't get it either. It's small town versus big town, even though Milwaukee's like a real city.
That chip on the shoulder comes preloaded in that organization.
Yep, we'll talk with Ron Darling about the Cubs and the Brewers next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.